Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Golda and the Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Tes, the fourth parak b'nei Ha'ir. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Mevatin Talmud Torah Hotzas Ameis Lachnasas Akala, where Mevatel Talmud Torah to carry the dead to burial and to accompany Akala to the chuppah, as it was said by Rabbi Yudah Bar Eli that he would do so. Now, when does this apply? B'she'ein sham kol tzorcho, aval yesham kol tzorcho ein mevatrim. When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatel as warning. The more what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased, Talmud Chacham Rav Shmuel Bar Inya said in the name of Rav, Treisa alfei gavrei v'shisa alfei shipurei, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars for a total of 18,000 people. Some say 12,000 men among whom are 6,000 with shofars. Ula said if there are crowds of men from the town gate to the cemetery, Rav Sheshi said, "Kinesina sa kach nitila sa." Just like the Torah's giving, so it should be its removal. Man nesina sa b'shishim ribo, af nitila sa b'shishim ribo. Just as its giving was done in front of 600,000 men, so too its removal should be in front of 600,000 men. Pointing to a significant part of Amud Aleph discusses the special kedusha of shuls. The pasuk states, "What a Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel regarding the galus, Yehilahem o mikdash ma'at. I have been for them a miniature mikdash." Rabbi Yitzchak said, this refers to the shuls and bat midrashim in Bavel. Morazu said, Zebes Rabbeinu b'Bavel. This refers to the house of our teacher, Rav, in Bavel. Now it was taught in a brace where Morazu HaKapar said, Asidim bat kinesios and bat midrashim shebabavel sheyitbu be'eretz Yisrael. In the future, the shuls and bat midrashim of Bavel will be set in Eretz Yisrael, for it says in the Pasuk, Ki kasavor baharim uka karmel b'yam yavo. For just as Har Tabor among the mountains, and like Har Carmel, Paro will come into the sea. Rashi explains that these two mountains crossed the sea at the time of Matan Torah. The Gemara makes a Kal Vachomer of Har Tavor and Har Carmel, which came only temporarily to Har Sinai to learn Torah, yet were established in Eretz Yisrael. Batikinesios and Batimidrashos, Shekorim and Marvitz and Behen Torah, all who's come of a Kama. Then all the more so the shuls and Batimidrashim, in which people learn and teach Torah to others, will be established in Eretz Yisrael. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shekhol Yos B'Shabbos, Korim B'Parshosh Galim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls on Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Shkalim. Rashi explains that it was read in order to announce that people should bring their Shkalim in Adar in order that the offerings that were brought in Nisan would be from the new donations. The Gemara asks what the Parsha of Shkalim is, and Rav said that it's the Parsha name of the daily offerings and Musaf offerings. It begins, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'amart alehem es karbani lachmi, command b'nei Yisrael and say to them, my offering, my food. Shmuel said that's the Parsha discussing the Machzis HaShakel that begins Kisisa, when you will count. The Gemara says that it's understandable, as Shmuel says, that the Parsha of the Machzis HaShekel is called Parsha Shkalim. But why would Rav say that Parsha Shkalim is the Parsha of Karbanos, as Shkalim are not even mentioned there? The Gemara answers that the whole point of bringing the Shkalim is to offer the communal Karbanos. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to each opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa, Mevatun Talmud Torah Lehutzas Ameis Lachnasas Akala. We are Mevatul Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and to accompany Akala to the chuppah. And it was said by Rabbi Yudah Bar Eli that he would do so. Now, when does this apply? B'she'ein sham kol tzarcho. Aval yesham kol tzarcho ein mevatim. When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatel as warning. The Gemara asks, what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased Talmud Chacham? And Rav Shmuel Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, Treisa alfei gavrei v'shisa alfei shipurei, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars for a total of 18,000 people. Some say 12,000 men among whom are 6,000 with shofars. Ula said, if there are crowds of men from the town gate to the cemetery. Rav Sheshi said, Kinesina sa kach nitila sa. Just say the Torah's giving, so too should be its removal. Man nesina sa b'shishim ribo, af nitila sa b'shishim ribo. Just as its giving was done in front of 600,000 men, so too its removal should be in front of 600,000 men. Point number two, a significant part of Amud Aleph discusses the special kedusha of shuls. The pasuk states, what a Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel regarding the galus, Yehilehem mikdash ma'at. I have been for them a miniature mikdash. Rabbi Yitzchak said, this refers to the shuls and batim midrashim in Bavel. Rabbi Elazar said, Zebes Rabbeinu b'Bavel. This refers to the house of our teacher, Rav, in Bavel. It was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar said, Asidim batim kinesios and batim midrashim shebabavel sheyikbu be'eretz Yisrael. In the future, the shuls and batim midrashim of Bavel will be set in Eretz Yisrael. For it says in the Pasuk, Ki kasavor baharim uka karmel v'yam yavo. For just as Har Tavor among the mountains and like Har Carmel, Paro will come into the sea. Rashi explains that these two mountains crossed the sea at the time of Matan Torah. The Gemara makes a Kal Vachomer if Har Tavor and Har Carmel, which came only temporarily to Har Sinai to learn Torah, yet were established in Eretz Yisrael, Batikinesius and Batimidrasha Shikorn Moravitzma and Torah Ahus Kama Vakama, then all the more so. The shuls and batimidrashim in which people learn and teach Torah to others will be established in Eretz Yisrael. And pointing between the next Mishnah states, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos according to Parsha Shkalim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls on Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Shkalim. Rashi explains that it was read in order to announce that people should bring their Shkalim in Adar in order that the offerings were brought in Nisan would be from the new donations. The Gemara asks what the Parsha of Shkalim is, and Rav said that's the Parsha dealing with the daily offerings and Musaf offerings that begins, Savas ben Yisrael, v'amarta alehem, es karbani lachmi. Command ben Yisrael and say to them, my offering, my food. Shmuel said that's the parsha discussing the Maksa Zeshako that begins, Kisisa, when you will count. The Gemara says that it's understandable. Shmuel says that the parsha of the Maksa Zeshako is called Parsha Shkalim. But why would Rav say Parsha Shkalim is the parsha of Kabbanis, as Shkalim are not even mentioned there? The Gemara answers that the whole point of bringing the Shkalim is to offer the communal Kabbanis. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to each opinion. All right, so now we go to our Simon for Dav Chav Tes, and our standard Simon is a kot. A kot. So here goes. The thousands of people who were mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot were astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, just as the zebra was in the middle of reading Parsha Shkalim. Once again, in slow motion. The thousands of people who were mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot. That must mean we're in Daf Chav Tes. The thousands of people were mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, which reminds us it was taught in the Brisa were mevatel Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and for Haknasas Kala, unless there are a sufficient number of people. The Gemara brings a number of opinions of what's regarded as a sufficient number to escort a deceased Talmud Chacham, one being that it's 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars for a total of 18,000 people. So, the thousands of people were mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, we're astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us of the Pasuk states, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel regarding the Galus, V'yilehem l'mikdash mat, I have been for them a miniature mikdash, and Rabbi Yitzhak said, Elu batikinesius and batimidrashas shebabavo. This refers to the shuls and batimidrashim in Bavo, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar said. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar said that in the future, the shuls and batimidrashim of Bavo will be set in Eretz Yisrael. So, the thousands of people mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, we're astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, just as that zebra was in the middle of reading Parsha Shkalim, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shekholias B'Shabbos, Korin B'Parsha Shkalim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Shkalim. Rashi explains that it was read to announce to the people that they should bring their Shkalim in Adar in order that the offerings were brought in Nisan from the new donations. Rav said Parsha Shkalim is the Parsha that deals with the Tamid and Musaf offerings, and Shmuel said it's the Parsha discussing the Maksa Zeshekel that begins, Kisisa, when you count. So once again. The thousands of people were mevatel Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot were astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, just as that zebra was in the middle of reading Parsha Shkalim. All right, now it's time for a four blowback chazara. Daf Chav Hei. So the Simon Daf Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. When the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Hei. When the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said, Hashem should have mercy on her too, which reminds us, the two reasons are given as to why we silence someone who says, Al kansi po yagiu rachamecha. One reason is because he's matokina, but my subrachis, he's provoking jealousy in the works of creation since he's suggesting that Kosh Baruch has mercy on the birds but not on other animals. Or we silence him if Nesha Osimidosim Shekosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, because he makes the mitzvahs of Kosh Baruch Hu into acts of Rachamim, Ve'enonel and Gezeras, when in fact they're only Gezeras. So, when the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said Hashem should have mercy on her too, she grew irate and said all she wants from him is a little Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miYerushalayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, as the Pasuk states, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alkecha sholem imach kim le'ira, and now Yisrael, what does Hashem your God ask of you? But to fear Hashem your God. The Gemara asks, Mechlal de Yir Milsa Zutra Sehi. Is the Torah implying that the fear of heaven is a small matter? The Gemara answers, Im Gabi Moshe Beina Milsa Zutra Sehi. Yes, regarding Moshe, our teacher, it's a small matter. And then brings a mashal to illustrate why. So, when the husband gave a wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said, Hashem should have mercy on her too, she grew irate and said all she wants from him is a little Yir Shamayim. and then made him translate the psukim of the Chet HaEgel as a form of Kippur, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why certain parshios of the Torah we read and translate, and other ones we do not translate. The first narration of the Chet HaEgel may be read and translated. One might have thought we should be concerned about the honor of Yisrael. However, we translate it anyways, the Havyiluhu Kippur, because it will be Kippur for them. Daf Chavav. So the Sim Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers taking part in the military coup. That must be more Daf Chavav. The soldiers taking part in the military coup, who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale. Which reminds us, a shul can be sold to purchase an aron based on Malim Makosh Vilmarid, and we ascend in Kodesh matters, but we do not descend. But this only applies to a countryside shul. A shul belonging to the city may not be sold, since people from outside the city come to it. The residents of the city have no right to sell it because it belongs to the general public. So the soldiers taking part in the military coup, who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale, stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether Nischalki Yerushalayim was Shvatim, whether Yerushalayim was a portion of the Shvatim. After the Gemara brings a Braisa to support the view that it was a portion of the Shvatim, based on how the temple area was divided among the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin, it brings a Braisa that supports the view that it was not a portion of the Shvatim, which states, one may not rent out houses in Yerushalayim if Nesha Ein and Shalahan, because the houses are not theirs, but they belong to the greater public. Rather, they had to let the Oy Rogalim stay there for free. Eliezer Bar Tzadok said, Aflomitos, they may also not rent out beds. So the soldiers taking part in the military coup who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim by hosts that lived next to the town Geniza for Tashmishe Kedusha. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrokin, objects used for doing a mitzvah such as a sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tzitzis may be discarded since they do not have Kedusha after their use. Tashmishe Kedush Nignazim, but objects which are accessories to Kaddush items such as sacks for sacred books, tefillin and mezuzahs, a tikshul sefer Torah, and a case for tefillin and their straps must be put in a geniza. Daf Chavzayin. So the Siman Daf Chavzayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who brought his kazoos, that must be more in Daf Chavzayin. The child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, which reminds us, the question was asked, what's the law in regard to selling an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? Do we say that since one is not using the money to purchase something with more Kedusha, it's forbidden? Or do we say that since it's not possible to purchase something with more Kedusha other than a Sefer Torah, it's permitted? The Gemara attempts several answers, and the third answer brings a brisa that states, Manichin Sefer Torah al-Gabi Torah, one may place a Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. So since it's permitted to place one Sefer Torah on top of another, it must be permitted as well to sell one Sefer Torah for another one. The Gemara rejects this proof, explaining that this case is different, since it may be permitted to do so because there was no other place to put the Sefer Torah. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states where Merit says that people in a town may not sell a public shul to an individual because they bring down its level of Kedusha. Nachum said to him, Im ken af me'ir gadol le'ir katana. If so, then it should not be permitted to sell a shul from a large city to a small city. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately, and threw in 300 barrels of wine with a note he should be zocher to live long and enjoy his son's kazooing. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zakeh explained to his Talmudim that one of the reasons he was zocher to a long life was Lo bitalti kiddush hayom. I never neglected to say kiddush on Shabbos day over wine. He shared that one time he did not have enough money to buy wine, and his elderly mother sold the veil she would wear on her head to buy the wine for kiddush. When she died, she left him a Yerusha of 300 barrels of wine. And when Rabbi Zakeh passed away, he left his children 3,000 barrels of wine. Daf Chav Ches. So the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, which reminds us, Rabbi Zerah shared with his Talmidim all the reasons why he was Zocha to live a long life, one of them being that he never showed anger in his house. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, which reminds the Gemara discussed what a person should do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one's not permitted to enter a shul except to learn Torah and Daven, the person should sit down and learn. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachas. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Tana de Beliyahu that Kol Hashon Halachos Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba, Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam habas. As it says in the pasuk, halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos el halachos. Don't read halichos, ways, but halachos. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.